Welcome to Talks from the Bible. For the nation and the kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Isaiah 60:12. The voice of the prophet was to call the nation back to serving God. God's people had become people whose works were of iniquity, and the act of violence was in their hand. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting, and destruction are in their path. Isaiah 60:6-7. People who engage in such activities of evil neither know God nor have any respect for His standard for moral and godly living. People without a moral code that has been appointed by God follow their own passions and lust. Ignoring God is a license to sin, and sin will become its own reward. Consider the life that has been consumed by alcohol or gambling. Take a long look at those who have habits that cannot be broken. Sin will become hardened to any kind of reasoning. There must be justice, judgment, and accountability. Many evils are mentioned in the pages of Scripture to which one can give himself, becoming the servant of sin. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Romans 6:16. The devil brings his temptation to us, and we either reject his offer of sin or we accept. But all sin has a penalty. If righteousness has a blessing, then sin must have a curse. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. The sinner dies the death of darkness. Even while they live, their life is being given to the passion of their own lust. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. James 1:14-15. Sin is the chosen way of life for many. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. 1 Kings 21:25. Ahab reaped the folly of his chosen way of life, as will everyone. The justice of God demands that one is accountable for transgression of the law of God. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, Hebrews 2:2. There is a divine law that governs the universe. God and His way of life must be honored and served for the welfare and betterment of humanity. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Deuteronomy 28:1. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.